Alpawala Museum, shining the spotlight on India's dwindling Parsi community, date modified : 2025-05-16T2332:14.654Z, description : The Alpawala Museum in Mumbai City traces the origins and history of the fast dwindling Parsi community, of opium, fire temples, and saris, a peek into the world of India's dwindling Parsis, 5 days ago, save, Cheryl Ann Mullen, BBC News, Mumbai, save, BBC, the museum contains artifacts and furniture from prominent Parsi families, tucked away in a lane in the southern end of India's financial capital, Mumbai, is a museum dedicated to the followers of one of the world's oldest religions, Zoroastrianism. The Framji.Abhoy Alpawala Museum documents the history and legacy of the ancient Parsi community, a small ethnic group that's fast dwindling and resides largely in India. Now estimated at just 50,000 to 60,000, the Parsis are believed to be descendants of Persians who fled religious persecution by Islamic rulers centuries ago. Despite their significant contributions to India's economic and cultural fabric, much about the Parsi community remains little known to the mainstream population and the wider world. The newly renovated museum hopes to shake off some of this obscurity by inviting people to explore the history, culture, and traditions of the Parsi community through the rare historical artifacts on display, says Kerman Fatakia, curator of the museum, an exhibit showcasing Parsi garments with designs inspired by Chinese and European prints, a mannequin draped in the Parsi gara sari and jewelry inspired by Victorian fashion. Some of these include cuneiform bricks, terracotta pots, coins, and other objects sourced from places like Babylon, Mesopotamia, Susa, and Iran, and are dated to 4000 to 5000 BCE. These are places where Zoroastrian Iranian kings once ruled, like the Achaemenian, Parthian, and Sasanian dynasties. There are also artifacts from Yazd, a city in central Iran which was once a barren desert and the place where many Zoroastrians settled after fleeing other regions of Iran after the Arab invasion in 7th century BCE. One of the notable artifacts on display is a replica of a clay cylinder of Cyrus the Great, a Persian king who was the founder of the Achaemenid Empire. Fatakia says the clay cylinder, also known as the Edict of Cyrus or the Cyrus Cylinder, is one of the most important discoveries of the ancient world. Inscribed in cuneiform script, it outlines the rights granted by Cyrus to his subjects in Babylon. Widely seen as the first human rights charter, a replica is also displayed at the United Nations. Then there are maps that trace the migration routes of thousands of Iranian Zoroastrians who fled their home country fearing persecution and traveled to India in the 8th–10th centuries, and again in the 19th century. The collection also features furniture, manuscripts, paintings, and portraits of prominent Parsis, among them Jamsetji Nusserwanji Tata, founder of the iconic Tata Group, which owns brands like Jaguar Land Rover and Tetley T. Another striking section showcases artifacts collected by Parsis who grew wealthy in the early 19th century trading tea, silk, cotton, and notably, opium, with China. The exhibits include traditional Parsi saris influenced by designs from China, France, and other regions shaped by these global trade ties. The museum has a replica of a fire temple, which non-Parsis are not allowed to enter. An installation depicts the living conditions of Iranian Zoroastrians in Yazd. Two of the museum's most compelling exhibits are replicas of a Tower of Silence and a Parsi fire temple. The Tower of Silence, or Dakama, is where Parsis leave their dead to be returned to nature, neither buried nor cremated. The replica shows exactly what happens to the body once it's placed there, says Fatakia, noting that entry to actual towers is restricted to a select few. The life-size replica of the fire temple is equally fascinating, offering a rare glimpse into a sacred space typically off-limits to non-Parsis. Modeled on a prominent Mumbai temple, it features sacred motifs inspired by ancient Persian architecture in Iran. The museum has cuneiform tablets and artifacts dating back centuries, a replica of the Cyrus cylinder in the museum, the Alpawala Museum, originally founded in 1952 in what was then Bombay, is one of the city's older institutions. Recently renovated, it now features modern displays with well-captioned exhibits in glass cases. Every visitor is offered a guided tour. It's a small museum, but it is packed with history, Fatakia says. And it's a great place for not just the residents of Mumbai or India to learn more about the Parsi community, but for people from all over the world. Mumbai, history, religion, India, Asia.